这是主的话。路加福音
十二章
十三节
到二十一节，
众人中有一个人对耶稣说：夫子，请你吩咐我的兄长和我分开家业。耶稣说：你这个人，谁立我做你们断事的官，给你们分家业呢？于是对众人说：你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。就用比喻对他们说：有一个财主，田产丰盛，自己心里思想说：我的出产没有地方收藏，怎么办呢？又说：我要这么办，要把我的仓房拆了，另盖更大的，在那里好收藏我一切的粮食和财物。然后要对我的灵魂说：灵魂呐，你有许多财物积存，可做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。神却对他说：无知的人呐，今夜必叫你的灵魂啊，必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？凡为自己积财，在神面前却不富足的，也是这样。阿们。
It's a great honor to be here again.
对我来说是一种非常的荣幸，能够来到这个聚会。
And it's also an honor to be able to stand beside Leanne Ball.
也非常荣幸，能跟戴维牧师一同的来讲道。
I love to pray before we look at God's word.
在我们分享神的话之前，我喜欢来祷告。
Our Father, we thank you that your word can cut through our hearts.
天父，我们谢谢你，你的话语可以抓住我们的心。
We thank you that you alone have the words of eternal life.
我们知道，唯有你有永生之道。
We confess that we look elsewhere to try and find meaning.
你赦免我们的罪，我们常常的去寻找别的东西，来找到生命的意义。
But we come before you and your word and ask that you would speak into our hearts and bring life.
今天我们来到你的面前，来到你的话语的面前，我们祈求你借着你的话语向我们的心灵说话。
We thank you that the way up is actually the way down.
我们知道上升的其实是上升的路，也是往下走的路。
To die is not death.
对我们来说，死亡不是生命的结束。
So we thank you for life that is in Christ.
我们谢谢你，你在基督耶稣里赐给我们永远的生命。
Help us to understand your word and to trust in it.
主啊，求你帮助我们来明白你的话语，帮助我们来信靠你。
Amen.
Amen.
Money and wealth seem to be the answer to everything.
金钱和财富似乎是一切的答案。
When I was young, there was a song that was sung: "The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money. That's what I want."
我年轻的时候呢，那时候流行一首歌，歌词是这样的：说生命中最美好的东西都是免费的，但是你可以把它们送给鸟，送给蜜蜂。但是我就想要钱，这就是我所想要的。
Money, if we haven't got it, we want it, and we're envious of those who do have it.
钱，我们人如果我们没有得到钱呢，我们总是想要那钱，我们嫉妒那些已经拥有钱的人，有钱的人。
If we have got it, the temptation is to want more. We're never satisfied.
如果我们得着了呢？接下来的试探呢，就是我们想要的更多，因为我们的心永远都不会觉得满足。
A billionaire was once asked, "How much would it take to make you truly happy?"
有一个人呢，曾问一位亿万富翁说：“你要让你真正的快乐，你真的还需要多少呢？”
The billionaire replied, "Just a little bit more."
这个亿万富翁回答说：“总是要。”再多来一点点。
In Luke chapter 12, that was read out. Someone in the crowd called out to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me."
今天啊，在刚读的啊经文里，就是在路加福音十二章里，这些众人中，就人群中，有人向耶稣喊着说：“夫子，请吩咐我，我的弟兄和我分开家业。”
Jewish rabbis or teachers were sometimes asked to give rulings in legal disputes.
啊，在这个啊犹太的啊犹太社会呢，这个犹太的拉比或老师呢，总是要在争端中呢要求呢。做出裁决来。
This man wanted Jesus to give a verdict in his favor.
这个人呢，当然他想要啊，耶稣啊，给他一个判决呢，能够偏向他。
The father had died and left his estate to his sons, which was probably a parcel of land.
他父亲啊去世了，留下了啊财产，那财产呢，可能就是一块地。
The man wanted his brother to divide the land.So he could get his share.
这个人呢，想啊，让啊，让他的弟兄呢，啊，他们两个人呢，能把地分了，这样呢，他就能够得到他那一份。
Some rabbis or teachers said that if one brother wanted to divide the inheritance, he should be allowed.
啊，有些拉比这么说啊，说如果一个弟兄想要啊分开遗产的话，啊，应当允许他这么做。
But the Roman law of that time required all parties to be in agreement before. The inheritance was divided.
但是呢，罗马的法律呢，要求所有的当事人在啊分啊、在分这个遗产之前，必须呢达成协议。
Legally, things were at a stalemate, but for this man, the way forward was very clear.
啊，从法律上讲呢，这个事情呢可能陷入了一个僵局，但是对这个人来说呢，却是非常清楚的。
That can often be how it is for us. When things are not working out, other people may not know, but it's clear for us what should happen.
这是我们常常遇到的情况。当事情不顺利的时候，啊，别人都知道，啊，啊，怎么，啊，发生了什么事，我们呢，有的时候却不清楚。
At one point in our life, we tried to buy a house.
啊，在我过去的，啊，生活中呢，我曾经想，啊，买一幢房子。
The seller agreed to the price, but then someone else offered more, and they were given the place to them.
啊啊，但是跟那个买家呢，啊买了啊，按照一定的价格呢，我们都达成协议之后呢，结果另外呢由别人他提出了更高的价格，结果呢这个买主呢都接受了。
I felt angry. What should have happened was clear to me, but not to other people.
我觉得很生气。啊，应当发生的事我很清楚，但是别的人却看不清楚。
Jesus seems harsh in his answer to this man. Man, who appointed me a judge or an arbiter between you?
耶稣的回答似乎很严厉，他说：“你这个人，谁立我做你们断事的官，给你们分家业呢？”
That the man wanted a ruling on the inheritance.Was a sign that there was a breakdown in his relationship with his brother.
这个人要求啊，他啊，他的弟兄，他们两个人对遗产呢做出裁决来，这表明他和弟兄的关系呢已经破裂了。
This man wants a separation, not just with the inheritance, but he wants a separation in the relationship with his brother as well.
这个人呢，不仅说想啊分开父亲的遗产，他还想和他弟兄呢断绝开关系。
But as Jesus came to reconcile rather than destroy relationships, he will not take sides.
你知道，当耶稣来到啊，这个来这个断来调解来是来调解这关系，而不是来破坏这关系的。所以呢，他不会偏向任何的一方。
Instead of ruling on the inheritance, Jesus wants to help the man see a new perspective.
啊，耶稣呢，首先呢，没有对遗产呢做出裁决了，他希望让这个人看到呢。从新的一个角度来看这个问题。
He gave a warning. Watch out. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. A person's life does not consist in the abundance of their possessions.
耶稣呢警告他说：“说你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。”
You see, there's a deeper issue. It's not ultimately the money, but the heart.
你看到了吗？在这里有更深的问题。这个最终不是钱的问题，而是人心的问题。
We live in a society where more is always better.
我们生活在现实的社会里，我们总觉得我们越多越好。
So we upgrade our phones, we buy new shoes and new clothes, we buy new TVs, we buy better games.
所以我们啊，让手机不断的升级啊，买新的鞋子、新衣服、新电视，买更好的游戏。
We think having more and better will enhance our lives.
我们觉得呢，拥有更多更好的东西呢，会提高我们生活的水平。
We see what others have, and we want it also. Sorry, that's not part of it.We see what others have, and we want it also.
啊，我们看着别人有什么，那么样，我们也想要什么。
We certainly need a certain amount of food and shelter and clothing, but it's not true that the more we have, the better our lives will be.
我们确实需要一定量的食物啊，住所和衣服，但并不是说我们拥有的越多，我们的生活就会越好。
Jesus told a parable. It's not only a story for this man.But for all who are listening, including us.
耶稣呢，在这里啊，给他们讲了一个比喻。这个不仅是这个人的故事，也是所有听过的人、听到这个故事的人的故事，当然也是我们的故事。
There was a man who was rich. He had more than he needed, and on top of that, his crops produced a bumper harvest.
从前呢，啊，有一个非常富有的人。啊、他拥有的呢远远超过他的所需所求不止于此呢今年呢他的庄稼呢还得了大的收成
He's not just wealthy, he's super wealthy. His problem is how do I look after how much wealth I have?
他不只是富有、啊、而是超级的富有、啊、他生活中唯一的问题就是如何最好的照料他的财富
He has a discussion with himself as to what to do.
这个人在内心里呢，在考虑该怎么办。
He doesn't say, I don't need this extra because I have enough, or the yield, the bumper harvest is a gift from God.
他们又说，哎呀，我不需要多余的，因为我已经有的，我已经足够了，或者说这个大丰收呢，是神赐予的礼物。
Instead, he says, these are my crops,And how do I keep them for myself?
相反呢，他说啊，这只庄稼都是我的，我怎么样为自己来保存这些东西
？Those from the Middle East usually enjoy discussing things with other people.
中东人呢，通常的非常喜欢和别人呢来讨论事情。
In fact, there is subtle pressure in conversations not to come up with solutions because that would bring the discussion to an end.
啊、但事实呢在对话中总是有一种微妙的压力就是呢、啊、最好不要拿出解决的方案来如果一拿出解决方案呢就会结束了这个讨论了
So decisions are made together
所以这个决定呢是大家一起共同的做出来的
But this man instead of speaking to his friends he just speaks to himself He has no one else to talk to He is alone
但这个人呢不是在和朋友说话而是在自言自语他没有别人可以谈心，所以呢，因为他是独自一个人。
The lifestyle of those who are rich and famous can often seem attractive, but often we only see an outward picture.
啊，富人还有那些名人，他们的生活方式可能看起来很吸引人，但是我们往往只是看到外面的东西。
Howard Hughes was an extremely rich man.All he wanted in life was more. He wanted more money, so he built his wealth into a $1 billion pile of assets.
赫华德·休斯是一个非常富有的人。他在生活中想要的就是更多。他想要更多的钱，所以他积蓄他的财富，最后呢，累积成10亿美元的资产。
He wanted more fame, so he broke into Hollywood and became a filmmaker and a star.
他想要名声，想要更多的名声，所以呢，后来他闯进了好莱坞，成了一个电影制片人，还是明星。
He wanted more sensual pleasures, so he paid large sums to indulge in every sexual urge.
啊，他想要更多的感官的享受，所以呢，他花了很多的钱来纵欲。
He wanted more thrills, so he built, designed, and piloted the fastest aircraft in the world.
他想要更多的刺激，所以呢，他设计、制造，并且驾驶这个世界上最快的飞机。
He wanted more power, so he secretly dealt favors with two United States presidents who became his pawns.
他想要啊更多的权力，所以他秘密的处理啊政治上的，用政治的恩惠，巧妙呢使两位美国总统成了他的爪牙。
He was convinced that more would bring true satisfaction.
他确信啊更多一点呢会给他带来真正的满足。
Unfortunately, history shows otherwise.
不幸的是呢，历史证明了并非如此，而是恰恰相反。
He finished his life emaciated, colorless, sunken chest, fingernails that were grotesque, rotting black teeth, tumors, innumerable needle marks from his drug addiction. Howard Hughes died believing the myth of more.
啊，哈沃德休斯这个人，当他啊生命结束的时候，他是逐渐的衰落，没有颜色，胸口凹陷，指甲上呢长着奇形怪状的那些个啊那些东西，然后呢腐烂，黑色的牙齿，肿瘤，他吸毒呢啊吸毒成瘾，身上呢留下了无数的针痕。赫华德休斯，他死于相信越多就会越幸福的神话。
Wealth can build a prison that entraps people.
财富呢，可以建造一座囚禁人的监狱。
God is ultimately the one who gives us everything we have, but we can lose sight of that and think that it's ours to do with what we want. The man said, "My crops, my barns, my grain, my goods."
神最终会赐给我们所需用的一切，但是我们可能会忽略一点，认为这一切东西都是我们的，我们想怎么做就怎么做。我的庄稼就像这个人似的啊，我的庄稼，我的谷仓，我的粮食，我的财物。
So the man finally makes a business decision to tear down his storehouses to build even bigger ones.
所以这个人呢啊，做出最后的决定来，决定拆掉他的仓库，另建一个更大的。
It was in barns that people'sTithes and offerings of grain were set aside for God, and the priests would come and collect them.
人们呢，犹太人呢，他们就把他们收入的十分之一和奉献啊，奉献给神的谷物呢，都放在这个谷仓里。然后祭司呢，到时候呢，会来收集这些谷物。
But these barns are not for God.
但是这个财主他建的谷仓却不是为神建造的。
The fact was there was plenty of places to already store his crops in the mouths of needy people.
实际上他有很多的地方可以来储存他的粮食，就是储存在穷人的嘴巴里。
This man would have had his face in the newspapers as one of the richest people in the world.
啊，这个人可以啊，可能会上报纸，就像世界上这个世界上最有钱的人那样。
He'd accomplished everything he longed for.He has everything, but he is alone.
啊，他已经得到了他所渴望的一切，他拥有一切，但是呢，他是孤零零的一个人。
It would be like winning an award for his success, and he's prepared a speech, but there's no one to hear him. He's by himself.
这就像啊，他成功了啊啊，能够获了奖一样，他准备了一篇演讲稿，但是没有人听见他。因为他是独自一人。
He says to himself, I'll say to myself, you have plenty of good things laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry.
啊，所以呢，他对自己说，对自己的灵魂说，灵魂呢，你有许多财物积存，可做多年的费用，来日方长，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。
This man thinks that his body and his mind and his spirit will be fulfilled and have his needs met by money, which is for his exclusive use.
啊，这个人认为啊，这就是金钱唯一的用途。只要金钱满足了他的需要，他的身心灵就会得到满足。
The man has a formula. Many good things plus many years equals the good life.
人的公式啊，就是许多美好的事物加上好多年就等于美好的生活。
But God gives a different formula and a different answer. Many good things plus many years equals a fool.
但是神在这里却给出了不同的公式和不同的答案，就是许多美好的事物加上许多年等于无知的人是个傻子。
All that the man had was a gift from God, and now he finds his life has also been a gift.
那个人所有的一切都是神所赐给的，是神的礼物，现在他才发现连他自己的生命也是神所赐的，是神给的礼物。
God said to him, You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you've prepared for yourself?
那天晚上，神却对他说，你这个无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归给谁呢？
Someone once gave me a lovely painting. I thought it was, because it was given to me, it was for me to keep.
啊，曾经呢，从前呢，有人呢曾经啊给我一幅啊非常漂亮的画，我想因为他是给我的，我呢我就觉得那就该我收藏了。
Several years later, he came back and asked for it again. He saw it as a loan, and now as the owner, he wanted it back.
但是几年之后呢，这个人又回来了，他要把那个画呢要回去，啊，他把这个。把这画看成他是借给我的，因为他是原主嘛，他想要把它拿回去。
I had misunderstood, so there was no point arguing. I gave it back because it was his.
我误解了，我理解错了，所以争论没有用的，争论没有用的，我就把它还回去，因为那幅画就是他的。
This man's wealth and crops was not ultimately his, but had been loaned to him.As his life had been.
这个人的财富还是庄稼最终呢都不是他的，就像他的生命一样都是神借贷给他的。
Now it was time to give an account for what he had done with his life. What would this man say to himself now?
现在呢是他神向神交账的时候了，他怎么样处理他呢？这个人自己现在会说什么呢？
We're not told what this man says, but we are invited to give our own response.
没有人告诉我们这个答案，所以呢，我们被邀请做出我们自己的回应来。
Jesus said, "This is how it will be for anyone who stores up things for themselves, but is not rich towards God."
耶稣在二十一节说，凡是为自己积财，在神面前。却不富足的也是这样。
Jesus' parables are like stealth bombers, planes that go under the radar and are hard to detect.
啊，耶稣的比喻呢，就像隐形的轰炸机一样，很难发现，有的时候必须用雷达才能探测到。
We can think that being in a good relationship with God is through trusting Jesus myself.Reading the Bible myself, praying myself, coming to church by myself.
我们可能认为啊，我们是通过信靠耶稣呢，啊，与耶稣与神呢啊保持良好的个人关系。所以呢，我们自己读圣经，自己祷告，自己来教会。
But in fact, a good relationship with God will always be expressed in community.
但是事实上呢，与神有良好的关系。总是会在我们的社区中的行动表现出来。
One of the clearest ways we show our deep love and concern for others will be through our money.
我们对他人表现我们的爱和关心的最清晰的方式之一，就是通过金钱。
We all need money to live on. But what of what we have, which is over and above our needs?
我们都需要钱呢，来维持我们的生活。但是有的时候，我们拥有呢，会超出我们所需用的。
All we have is loaned to us. Everything is a gift, and giving to others in need, we are returning those gifts to God.
我们所有的一切呢，都是神借给我们的。啊，通过帮助那些有需要的人。啊，通过给予，啊，给出把自己的东西给出去，满足他人的需要。我们是把这些神借给我们的这些礼物再还给神。
What did the man do about the inheritance that he wanted Jesus to decide about?
这个人啊，他让耶稣分了啊家产以后，他会怎么样处理他的遗产呢
？We're not told.
没有人告诉我，没有人告诉我。
He thought the problem was his brother not agreeing to the inheritance deal, when the real problem is the man's own desire to serve himself rather than to serve God.
他认为呢，啊，这个他问题在于他的弟兄，啊，他的兄弟不愿意啊继承这个协议，而真正的问题是这个人想要服侍自己，而不是侍奉神。
The way to serve God.Is the way of serving others.
服侍神的方法就是来服侍他人，服侍你的弟兄。
The danger is we always want more.
啊，危险就是每个人都是想要更多。
And Jesus says the more is always found in me.
啊，耶稣说，你更多的只能在我的里面才能找得到。
I'll pray.
好，我们低头祷告。
Our Father, we thank you for what we have.
天父啊，我们为我们所拥有的一切来感谢你。
We thank you for today.
我们为今天啊，你给我们的恩典来感谢你。
We thank you for the air we breathe.
我们啊，为啊我们所呼吸的空气来感谢你。
We thank you for our senses that enable us to interact with the world.
我们为我们的感官来感谢你，能够啊，我们啊可以接触到周围的世界。
We thank you for the capacities you give us to work and earn money.
我们感谢你啊，你赐给我们啊工作和啊挣钱的能力。
In the light of this parable, we remind ourselves that that is all a gift from you.
啊，当我们今天看这个，通过这个啊故事，我们看到。这一切都是神你给我们的礼物。
Our Father, we don't want to be fools.
主啊，求你帮助我们，不让我们成为一个无知的人。
We pray that you'll help us to be rich towards you.
求你帮助我们在你的里面成为富足的人。
We acknowledge how powerful a grip money can have on us.
我们知道啊，钱在我们每个人的身上都是有多么大的啊影响力。
So help us grow in being generous.
请你帮助我们在属灵的生命中成长，成为一个慷慨的人。
And remind us of all that we have in Christ.
知道我们一切所需要的都是在耶稣基督里面。
Amen.
Amen.